Text numéro 84. Now we know for sure that big tech peddles despair. We must protect ourselves. Now that the inquest into the awful death of Molly Russell in 2017 has delivered its findings, we have a new reality to adjust to. The teenager died from an act of self-harm while suffering depression and the negative effects of online content. Her father described how she had entered the bleakest of worlds. Online content on self-harm and suicide was delivered by Instagram and Pinterest, just leaving it to the algorithm. Social media platforms target users with content, seeking attention and therefore advertising revenue. This content can be extremely damaging. But now that we've struggled towards the conclusion that it can be deadly, there can be no more complacency. It's time to build on the consensus that they cause harm by regulating, as we would if they were producing toxic waste and pumping it into paddling pools. People, parents mainly, worry a lot about the digital age and its impact on teenagers. Sometimes you'll get a useful correction from a specialist in addiction or adolescence, but there is no coherent pushback from tech giants, because these anxieties create the debate they need, amorphous and essentially Luddite in character. Social media is particularly influential on the young, and the behemoths of the field are particularly culpable in their failure to address the problem. The social media coverage of Gen Z is astronomical. 85% of US teens use YouTube. 72% use Instagram. 51% still use Facebook. Adolescence is a time of great intellectual and neurological plasticity. We can debate how a mature society supports the outer edges of youthful turbulence, from eating disorders to toxic masculinity, yet we allow the main media consumed by that generation to operate, not just without any sense of responsibility or duty, but with a business model that foments every problem for profit. The Online Safety Bill, expected to progress through Parliament, although it may not be enacted until 2024, addresses content that promotes self-harm and suicidal ideation, and would put it in Ofcom's hands to evaluate what is appropriate for under-18s. It's useful, but insufficient, both practically and in spirit. The response needs to be international. All this takes time. Youth is short. Parents will be thinking they should control incoming influence themselves. But they don't have time to wait for international initiatives. You can micromanage your kids' consumption. Be aware of the triggers everywhere. YouTube for toxic masculinity, TikTok for overwhelming climate anxiety, Instagram for eating disorders. Try to control it. But it will corrode your relationship with your children to be constantly policing them, destroying their trust and openness. I don't want to turn into the internet jailer so that Mark Zuckerberg can enjoy unfettered profit. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2022.